just turned three, took a present from his daddy's hand. A genuine toy hammer, he started beating to beat the band. He hit the floors and the wall, broke a lamp in the hall, started swinging at the puppy's tail. When you're holding a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Listen now, he was a president, number 44. He says, trust me, I'm here to help you. I have got some big, big plans. You're gonna love what I'm gonna do. There's no problem too big or small. He thinks he's got an answer that just can't fail. When you're holding a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Well, he thinks big thoughts and he dreams big dreams, but it's another man's sweat that pays for those schemes. He don't care how the little people feel, 'cause saving the world is a big freaking deal. So he does his business behind closed doors and pretends that the world is just begging for more. When the stuff hits the fan, he says, don't look at me. If you got trouble, blame 43. Now Congress is saving Wall Street while they're watching Main Street fall. They got healthcare all figured out, but it don't seem to care much at all. As soon as they save this planet, they'll put the fire out in hell. When you're holding a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Yeah, they think big thoughts and they dream big dreams, but it's another man's sweat that pays for those schemes. They don't care how the little people feel, 'cause saving the world is a big freaking deal. They do their business behind closed doors and pretend that the world is just begging for more. When the stuff hits a fan, they say, don't look at me. If you got trouble, blame 43. There'll be a party come this November where we're gonna set things straight. All good people gonna gather round, gonna show what made this country great. We'll run off the schemers and backroom dealers, so the red, white, and blue will prevail. When we're holding a hammer, when we're holding a hammer, when we're holding a hammer, every one of them looks like a nail. Like a nail.
That's right.
Well, howdy, howdy, folks. You got me. Unless you've been under a rock for the last several months, if you hear that song, you know I'm probably right around the corner. Well, here I am, Jack Bauer. The name of the show is called The American Reconstruction Project. On the show with me tonight, I've got a fellow I'm getting to know pretty well. His name's Gene Lunsford. He's going to tell us about the state project, what's going on with it, and get some details. We'll bring him up here just shortly. Before we get going, though, I'd like to give out that little disclaimer that you people seem to like so much. It goes something like this. Anything you hear on the show tonight, do not, please, do not consider it to be legal advice. We do not, cannot, will not give legal advice on the show. For one thing, legal advice will only work on a planet far, far away where the law matters. It doesn't matter here. We show that on a daily, weekly, hourly basis. If you need to get some legal advice, feel free to go out and hire you some shyster. That would be an attorney who's more than willing to take your money and probably take your car, take your home, take your house, take your kids, take your wife, take your dog, take your cat. And if you're real lucky, just leave you out on the streets. If you're not so lucky, he might even book you at the Gray Bar Motel. So that being said, right after the break, we'll bring Gene up, and we're going to hit him with some hard and heavy questions. Those numbers to call in if you want to ask him or myself anything. If you just want to listen, you can listen in. The listen-in number is 832-280-0800. The other one is 786-265-1651, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443. So, again, we got a break coming up here in just a second, and when we come back, we'll make sure that we bring Gene right up. We'll be back after this first break. Stick with us, and don't go nowhere, because you got a good show ahead of you. Thank you. We'll be right back.
And handle sticks on the passenger side, but she don't mind climbing in on mine, because that's where she rides. I work the clutch, and she shifts the gears.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TheraVim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Boy, I feel like we've already accomplished something. We made it back from the first break. This is Jack Bauer. My show tonight, I've got Gene Lunsford on. And I got to tell you, I don't know him personally yet. As many of you know me, it's like we've been brothers from another mother for many, many years. I am so blessed with this opportunity to know all of you, and you get to know me, poor guys. It's really given me, it's opened a whole new horizon for me. And tonight I got Gene Lunsford. Gene, are you with me?
Yes, I am. Thank you,
How
Jack.
You doing, my friend? How you doing?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful.
I guess my producer's telling me that a couple of your friends or guests are here on the call ready for us, so we can bring them in. We can have, I think, up to four or five at one time mics open. So anytime you want to bring them in to participate, just let me know, or we can bring them in now. Again, this is your show, and we're going to just kind of let you run with it. Again, if anybody wants to call in and ask him or you want to yell at me, that number is 800-313-9443. So where are we going tonight, Gene?
Well, I happen to be the one that corresponded with you on this thing, but the Union State Project doesn't have any leader. That's why there's more than one people on here. It's a grassroots movement that is trying to do what needs to be done today. Most of us have been around for quite a while, have seen things come and go, have participated in many, many things, most of us trying to find the way to get our freedom. A lot of friends in jail, a lot of friends been through courts and still in courts and going through courts and all that kind of stuff to fight for the freedom, but kind of figured out one day that by golly, you just can't fix this thing from the inside. You can fight till you die, and you might get your own little corner there that you can got your freedom in, but that doesn't help your kids and your grandkids and everybody else that doesn't have that time and ability or desire to continue fighting them. So most of us, again, have been in several different organizations trying those types of things. They'll work. Then we joined several patriot movements that have come through also and learned our lesson there. So a group of us just got together that finally said, here is the way, after having done a lot of research and consulting with a lot of people on this thing. You know, what we're offered today by this corporate government, this structure, this democracy, that's what they have to offer you, and that's just another word for the communism. It's take from those that produce and give to those that don't produce, and try to grow the base of those that don't produce so more people will keep you in office. And eventually, history shows that balance. You run out of people to take from and run out of resources to take from, and there's more people and more with their hand out as they design it, and it eventually collapses. Most democracies, maybe some of them maybe 250 years, 250 years, and that's right about where we are, folks, and that's what it takes to, that's about the length of time that it takes for a democracy to eat itself, to collapse on its own, under its own weight, much like the pyramid system that it is, and like this pyramid system that the that a monetary system is based on. These are all things that our forefathers fought against, and they went through all the oppression that the motherland was giving on them, putting on them, and they resisted. And finally, in 1774, they formed the first Continental Congress. And that was done. There was 13 colonies at that time, and 12 of them got people up to Boston to meet, and there was about 57 people that met there. Georgia didn't make it, and that was the first Continental Congress, and it progresses on through where they declare war, you know, have to resist and declare their freedom. And then in 1777, they came out with their own, after they were still in the Declaration of Independence was 1776, so they were still in the fray of things, but they came out with their own government, Articles of Confederation, mm-hmm. 1777. So that, right. They formed a new government at that time. Now, what happened between that time and today, we can dig and dig and dig through the archives and try to find out where that magic point was where we lost our republic form of government, and that is a government that is, everything is controlled by law, and most certainly your public servants are controlled by a law, and they have to stay within that. As opposed to a democracy where all they have to do is get 51% of the people to vote their way. 51% of the people that happens to vote, which is only, you know, 10 or 20% of the people, 30. Anyway, so that's where we are today. It's debatable where that is. It's not debatable that the switchover was made from a Republican form of government to a Democratic form of government. So a democracy, rather.
You know, I remember when I was even back in high school, and yes, they did have schools back then. I'm not that old. We were taught back then in some of the classes, whatever, I can't remember what it was so long ago, but that America has actually, we're overdue for a collapse. We're overdue for a complete revamp of everything going. We're well over the norm. And if it wasn't for the fast shoe shuffle that they're doing and the suede shoe salesman that they're giving on us, this thing, every morning I get up looking outside to see if there's mushroom clouds, because we're at that point, and it's not just us anymore. This is a worldwide crisis. So, and your group seems to have some of the answers for this. You're having success. I know I got your name from Jim Wright, and I mm-hmm. guess he's doing one heck of a job at forcing them into a common law court situation and getting extracting himself out of the administrative court. Are we in this? Are we talking about the same thing? Kind of hear the whole. I know it's all a big.
No, not exactly. Yeah, Jim is on with us tonight, and
great.
And yes, he is an unusual person in that he has the ability and knowledge and so forth to and determination to put them back into their place through through their own courts, and he's very good at it. Unfortunately, there's very few people that can do that. So that is not the type of freedom we're looking for. You know, if the common man can't be free out here, if he has to go do that, Jack, you don't have time to learn all of that law and the legal stuff and how to use it, use their law against them. And, I mean, you know, you have to be an exceptional person if you're able to do that. Many of us have got successes. We don't go looking for trouble like Jim does sometimes, but many of us are able to kind of handle our own out here on this. I've done it several times, and many other people has, but that's not the type of freedom that we're looking for.
Right.
We're looking for the freedom, accepting the fact that this thing is so corrupt, and it's not even run from D.C. They have their headmasters that they report to. I think we all understand that, and so... You know, you just can't fight that. You might get a little win a battle here or there, but you're not going to win the war. And the Republican form of government is there. It's always been there. We just have not been operating it. And
right.
You can't, what you do here has to be lawful. There's no way that, there's too much technology out there. They can push a button and wipe us all out whenever they want to do it.
Absolutely.
So to think that we can go up against that kind of technology with our firearms out here, I think is a little naive. The peaceful way to do it. You cannot go up against this government. You can't. Some people like Jim Dent, but so what we have done is just reclaimed the Republican form of government. Now, the way we did this, looking again at history, this switchover happened. Or started happening at the very least back in the 1700s. There were actually agents of the crown that were infiltrators, okay? They were looked at as good patriots and all that, but they were pretty slick men. They were the lawyers and the people like that that had the mother country's best interest at heart for a reason, because they were paid or bribed or threatened to do so. And they left the back door open for it to slide into a democracy the way it has. So all we're doing is going back to where that government was abandoned and claiming it and putting a notice out to the world, hey, we're back. United States of America is back. Now, United States of America was created with the Articles of Confederation. It says, Article 1, the style of this confederation shall be styled the United States of America. That's when it was born.
Okay.
So that's all we're doing. And our forefathers did that by having, there were delegates from the 13 colonies or states at that time that were, because they had done their constitutions and so forth, many of them had, sent, there was about 63 people that met in Philadelphia, and
But Gene, we got a break coming up here in just a couple of seconds. So when we come back from the break, I've got three, I guess, from your group, and I've got Jim from Missouri, from Misery, as a caller. So we'll bring them up after the break. So I was just letting you know we got a break coming up. You'll hear the music here in a second. I'll let it startle you. And I want to get into this because I'll tell you, everybody knows I'm as straight shooter as they come. I mean, I call it like I see it, and they say my governor was removed from my brain and my mouth. But we'll talk about it when we come back. Stick with us. We'll be back right after this this break.
That handle sticks on the passenger side. But she don't mind climbing in on mine, because that's where she rides. I work the clutch, and she shifts the gears.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it.
for now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival confident. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. G-E-O-F-F-L-A-W-T-O-N.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the 5-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Jack Bauer here. Again, the name of the show is for the American Reconstruction Project. And again, if you want to get online and call in, that number is 800-313-9443. I've got three folks from your group, James, Roy, and Drew, that are apparently on the line. And I'll bring them up here in just a second. And the first, I want to bring Jim from Missouri. Jim, are you with me? Hello, Jim.
Jack.
Yes.
How are you?
Good evening. How are you, my friend?
Well, I was a little upset after you sent me that Maine document the other day.
Hey, that's the story of my life, is making you upset and getting excited.
Well, did you read that document?
Let me think. Yes, I did. Yeah, it is pretty disturbing. Anyway, well, Jim, meet Dean. This is my buddy Jim.
Now, well, Gene, we've talked before. I've been on some of your shows.
And, hey,
I really appreciate what you're doing. I don't totally agree with it, but that's okay. That's okay, but I appreciate the effort because that's what needs to be done.
Interesting. What don't you agree with on it, Jim? And okay, let's talk about that.
Well, okay, here's the deal. I think that we have come to a point in humanity that we have to understand, hey, I was just born here. The Creator gave me rights.
So far we're together.
I have responsibilities to my fellow man.
Check.
Okay? I have responsibilities and duties, and those are to protect their freedom and their liberty, and to not harm them. And outside of that, That's it.
They're on their own, other than that. Exactly.
Okay, so you haven't disagreed at all, then. You say you disagree with us, but you don't.
Well,
because that's exactly what this is all about, Jim.
Okay, Gene, and I'm okay with that. But what happens is, and what we've seen in history, is that people put up these constructs, like the Articles of Confederation or the Constitution, and then all of a sudden it gets taken over by a bunch of ruthless people that don't give a shit about people.
You're right. You're absolutely right. That's what's happened to us here.
So we have to be careful. We have to be extremely careful about
what we
do.
That's a terrible problem, Jim, because it's the people that have to keep a watch on their government. And what happens is when a country becomes prosperous and people have other diversions like we have millions of today, you know, they stop paying attention to the government, but we're still on the same page. What you're speaking of there, with the Articles of Confederation, history also shows us that if you don't govern yourself, somebody else will be governing it, and you will be their slave. So you have to govern yourself, and the country as a whole, the state as a whole, has got to have a certain number of employees to do the people's business. Their only purpose is, as the Declaration says, is to protect those rights that you were talking about that was bestowed upon us by our Creator. That's the only purpose of government, and it has to be set up that way. And all we're doing is going back to the original time when they thought they were setting it up that way. They left quite a few things out. We're bringing the Articles of the Declaration of Independence and the Articles of Confederation forward, realizing that there has to be a structure. Now, a lawful foundation of the de jure government with a republican form of government is what was intended and what has not been operated in this country. Now, once that foundation is laid, the other organizations, such as the military and that, has a lawful society to take their orders from. And otherwise, they have to take it from the corporate because they would be committing treason and everything else. Look, there's so many things wrong in this country. You go out here and ask any veteran that's out here, and he's shaking his head thinking that he was fighting for freedom, and now he's found out that it was just for some banker's interest or some politician's interest. We all know that. We all know how they're treated. They're used up like cannon fodder and then thrown to the wolves to starve to death.
Amen.
Or suffer the rest of their lives. That I mean, it's so evil that it cannot be fixed, and the military knows that. I mean, the majority of the military, I can't, you know, this is a speculation, but the majority of the military people, all the military people that I've ever talked to, veterans and such, you know, would not pull a trigger on their fellow countrymen. But there are those in the military that's being, those that would give those orders are being replaced or would not do it are being replaced by those that will be giving those orders. So if they don't have we cannot have a military coup in this country, and that's what it's going to take to get these people to power out. It's going to take the military. Military has to be able to act from a lawful standpoint. Otherwise, it's we don't want a military coup. We don't
Dean and Jimmy, we got another break coming up here in a second, and I want to be the first maybe to tell you guys there does look like there might, and I'm the most pessimistic guy out there. I thought it was done 2 years ago. But I think there might be a light at the end of the tunnel. I'm just praying to God it's not a freight train coming at us. But I'm seeing things, and I have never, as long as I can remember, been very optimistic about this country at all. But there is, I think, I'm hoping, I'm praying, there's some light at the end of the tunnel. And as soon as we get it after this next break, I'll bring your guys up and we'll talk about it. Stick with us. We'll be back right after this this quick break.
Thanks, Jack.
That handle sticks on the passenger side, but she don't mind climbing in on mine, 'cause that's where she rides. I work the clutch and she shifts the gears.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back, everyone. I'll tell you guys, we are just flat blowing through this time. We're down, the first quarter is behind us and in the can, as they say. So we're getting there. Let me tell you what's going on, in the life of Jack Bauer. And this is what gives me a little bit of hope. And I am probably known in America as the most hate-filled individual out there when it comes to cops slash pigs or pigs slash cops. I don't like them. I got no use for them. I don't want them. I don't need them. Period. Get out of my life. And on the same note, I am the first one to say and tell them, if you're doing your job, what you swore an oath to do, protecting my liberties and the Constitution's rights, we're best friends. I'll support you with every drop of blood in my body. But if you're out doing what the typical cops are doing anymore, generating revenue for the state, you're my mortal enemy. And I'll have nothing to do with you, and I will put all my effort that I can into destroying you. If you go to the website, which is my website, American Reconstruction Project, all one word, .com, that's my blog site. And the second one down has my spin and my opinion on pigs slash cops. And I'm getting more response from that than I've ever gotten from any blogs I've ever done. People are just going, kudo, kudo, kudo. We love it. Thank you for being part of us. So that's what I see happening. And a little bit more of a breakthrough is I'm told this call that we're on here tonight, I've got over 2 million listeners a night around the world listening to this. You know, a couple years ago, I couldn't get people to stay in the same room with me because they were afraid that the doors were going to get busted in every second. Well, I think the people, for the most part, have had enough. They've had their bellies full, and they're looking for truth, and they know you're not going to get it off that 27-inch boob tube into paradise with the talking heads on it. If their mouths are moving, they're lying, and you can't, sure as heck, can't get it from Obam Bam. That's an impossibility. So they're looking for what we have to offer, and that's why your groups, our groups, our efforts are coming forward. The last thing about this that I broke a little news on today is it looks like I may be one of the spokespersons for the National Sheriff's Association. I mean, I'd have bet my life that that couldn't have happened 6 weeks ago because of my anger and hatred so much. But I'm having to do a little bit of self-examination, and it looks like we got some of the guys with guns on our side for a change. Yahoo! Anyway, that's the news I wanted to bring. Gene, I'm going to bring your partners up here at the same time and say hi to them. We've got, excuse me, we've got, who do we have here? Oh, I had him here a second ago. We've got some of your gang. Go ahead and light up, bring up the others on the list. I lost my list. Where'd they go?
Well, I believe Jim is on here, and I think I heard you say Drew.
Yep, that was it.
I didn't quite catch all of
I'm trying to find it here. I'm going back to my notes. Here they are. Yeah, we got James, Roy, and Drew. James, Roy, and Drew. Let's start with James. Welcome to the show. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How about Roy? Are you with me?
Yes, I'm here.
How about Drew?
Yes.
Oh, we got the gangs all here. And we still got my buddy Jimmy from Missouri. You're still there too, right, Jimmy?
Yes, sir.
There we go, boy. We got a party going on here. I hope you guys brought your own. So, anyhow, James and Roy and Drew, what's your feeling? Are you how big is your group, first of all, and are you seeing growth in your group in the quote unquote movement?
Good, James.
James, I guess I just feel the
let me answer that. Well, you have to understand when Pennsylvania initially started out, we were part of RUSA, and because of all the deception and deceit that was being done, and wound up taking on Turner, one thing led to another, and we wound up walking out when they convened an assembly from the national level. And when we brought our state forward, we were only interested in one thing, and that was bringing the state forward, bringing the sovereignty forward for people, and being left alone. We never had an inkling of trying to bring other states forward, trying to bring a republic forward, anything. That was the furthest thing from our mind. And when it was brought forward, it wasn't done nonchalant. I mean, there was a lot of research that had been committed behind the scenes. I mean, I was aware of a lot of fraud through people that had done research going back from our present day to the Declaration of Independence. I was aware of all this here, but never in a million years did I think I would be using it. And, of course, when the episode happened, we walked out, we wound up meeting 2 weeks later, and we wound up coming forward. And don't ask me how we did it, but we did it, and we did it right. When we did do it, it was recognized around the world. It was just unbelievable. I mean, it was 147 countries at that time recognized what we had done. And we're talking about people in England themselves. We're talking about Canada and other countries. And the Pentagon even recognized it. So it was awe-inspiring at that time. And it's been a battle. It hasn't been easy. We kind of go like Ronald Reagan says, believe nothing to verify everything. And unfortunately, we believed everything and verified nothing with George Washington. We did it with Turner, and we did it with the nation states deal. So it's been a long struggle, but I think because of all those experiences, we put safeguards in place, and there's no bosses, and everybody controls everything, and nobody controls it. And it's an open agenda. We have nothing to hide. So
you know, James, I'm glad you brought that up because, like I say, I don't pull punches on any of this, and I'm going to hit you right between the eyes with a question here. I know you brought the name Turner up. Tim Turner was, in my opinion, an absolute loose cannon nutcase, trying to do what he was doing. I believed in him at first. I thought it sounded like great stuff. But when you break it down, and when he proclaimed himself president, that lost a lot of people. So you got a real double whammy here going on. You got the government to say, nope, it's our country. You got the people that were at one time supporting you going, nope, they're nutcases. In fact, I had it posed to me, and I'm going to tell you exactly word for word how it was posed to me. What am I doing swimming around in the sewer or the septic tank with the likes of these people here? That came because of the bad press, bad name, bad notoriety from people like Turner. And I'm sure I'm not giving you any revelations here when I tell you this.
Well, you know, Jack, there's a lot of ex-RUSA and RAP people in our group because we were all fooled with that out of the gate. We thought it was the right thing to do. Again, like Jim said, we trusted, we didn't verify, and we soon learned that that was not the route to go. But we learned a lesson from that. We learned the correct route to go, and we also learned how easy it is to be fooled and how easy it is for a handful of people to grab the control and power, controlling it. That was absolutely controlled from the top down. And how, you know, that was one of the major flaws of it. This thing is supposed to be from the people, and that's how Union States Project is formed. You're talking to just a few of the many people that's in our program that everybody is perfectly transparent and open, and all the records and everything, all the meetings and everything are perfectly transparent and open. So there's quite a difference there, and I hope there might be a lot of people on here. I know that he had quite a following at one time to understand that, you know, it didn't have a chance out of the gate. But what we're doing here, they need to take a look at us. You need to take a look at us. And I appreciate what you're doing to wake people up. There's a lot of people waking up today, and that's what we're trying to do is get the word out here, because this is, and again, there's a lot of people looked at this, Jack and Jim, and we have had the nod of approval from many, many people that I respect. So it's not just a couple of people with a power grab or anything like that. It is truly a grassroots movement here, and we need the people to get involved. And the process is for the original 13 states to come back together in union and declare their status under the Republican form of government. And then once they are, the rest of the states will be going in. And we so far we have 8 states that have completed their paperwork and may have a little work left to do. And we need a minimum of 9 to have a quorum out of the 13. And that's per the Articles Confederation. We would like to have all 13 before we package that paper up and take it down to the military, to the Pentagon, and have them uphold their oath of office to protect us from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And they will do it because they take their oath serious. There's just been no lawful authority telling them to do it. That's all.
Well, if I can, everybody... I've been on the air for years and years, and any and everybody will tell you I am not a shock jock, quote unquote, as the Sean handed to me's and the douche Limbaughs are. I don't spring stuff. But what I'm trying to do here, and I'm not trying to pin you down, I'm just trying to get clarification for the listeners that are too embarrassed for whatever to call in and ask. But I'm trying to pose questions that were posed to me. Wasn't it even actually worse than that in Turner's case? Wasn't he COINTELPRO? Wasn't he an agent from the inside that had infiltrated and had a lot of followers? Didn't that how that actually ended up coming down? And that's why there's a lot of distrust anymore. And I'm not questioning your integrity or authority at all. Not at all. That's not where I'm going here. I'm just trying to get clarification as to how bad it was. And with that, I'd like some clarification as to what kind of, you said, checkpoints and balances and all that, that you have in place that have, that will allow this not to happen in the future.
Well, to talk about Tim Turner, and that organization, it's sad. It really is. There was a lot of people got hurt with that because they had a lot of faith in that man. And a lot of people still do, believe it or not. They still do. But it was just absolutely a dictatorship from the top down is just the way it was. And, I mean, there were so many flaws in the process itself. There was no lawful foundation. There was no lawful authority to do what they were doing. It was off the wall to begin with. What the Union States is doing is strictly lawful. There's no reason for us to get in trouble for what we're doing. We're not trying to create a new government. We're simply, and that's what they were doing, we're simply claiming the government that was left there for us by our forefathers that you and I have not been operating. And if, as long as we stay in those parameters and don't try to go out here and intermingle with the corporate government and mess with them, they're going to self-destruct anyway. And as soon as we get our base in place, we will have the power and authority to start taking these people down that are committing treason against our country and against the people.
The mechanisms that are in place right now, you can tell exactly how frightened these little boneheads that are running around with the guns on their hip really are. I mean, this is why, and it is so hard for most people to get their head wrapped around, because we've been trained and educated in the public school system. It's hard to understand how they've done this and what they've done. But these executive orders that Obambam keeps throwing out there left, right, and center, he's done more than all the presidents combined. And the thing with the gun grab that he wants to do with the executive order, that does not affect me in the least, because I don't live in that 10 square mile area of Washington, D.C. That affects his crew. His group has nothing to do with me. So you go pound sand, pal. I got nothing to do with you. Now, granted, he's going to have a lot of cops that are going to believe that he is the leader. I don't believe it. And they're going to – but that's changing. Again, the sheriff's group, and there's over 400, maybe 500 of these organizations across the nation now that have signed on and sent him letters telling him, stuff it, pal. We're not going to violate the people's God-given and constitutionally-protected rights. It's not going to happen. I think Obambam may have very well bit off more than he could chew this time. So time will tell. God is the only one that's going to make the end result, the end game, and that's where we're at. And, you know, God bless you for what you're doing. I want more information, absolutely. And now that I'm getting to know you guys, I will definitely be getting more. And, you know, I feed on this stuff. It's like I'm hungry for it all the time. And for me, my resolution to this was I love suing cops, and I always win. It's easy picking, and it is a target-rich environment out there. The counties are so willing to pay you just to go away. And I make pretty good money at it. Every time they tick me off, I sue their asses off, and it works. So,
well, you can have fun at it. And again, you're a special person. The average man out here that goes to work, comes home, tries to keep the roof over his family's head is not going to be able to do that. They just don't have the time to do it. And, yeah, you can have a lot of fun out there with a lot of different ways like that. But this gun thing and all the executive orders, I feel that it is actually a race to the finish line here. We have very limited time to get control of this thing and to reinstill a lawful government.
Again, well, we're not. One of you said early on, which I've been preaching for the last, as long as I remember, is this gun grab is such a bogus bunch of crap. They've got technology out there, like you just said. All they got to do is hit a button. We're dead. They nuke us. They microwave us. It's over. Our guns mean nothing. All that guns grab is, in my opinion, is nothing but smoke and mirrors, fluff and stuff, to get your eyes off of the real problem, which it appears to me that you folks are addressing.
Well, it's the only game in town. It really is. If there was something, and that's why I invited Jim to, poke a hole in this thing, because if there is a flaw, we want the good thinkers like Jim and yourself and others out here. That's why we want more people in here to, if there is a mistake being made, we look over each other's shoulders all the time, and we're making sure that this thing is on track and going right, and that there's no power or concentration of a influence or authority that's going to happen in this organization. It's truly going to stay in the hands of the people, but we need more people to help us put it together and keep looking over our shoulder and keep asking questions like we ask ourselves. There's no motive here. Nobody's getting any money. Nobody's getting anything but spending blood, sweat, and tears on trying to make this thing happen. And it's not going to happen by itself, folks. It's just not going to. We got to make it happen. And if you don't make it happen, it won't happen. There's a lot of gurus out there say, well, set back, everything's fine. You're going to get this big pile of money from this source and that source and the other source and put everybody to sleep and have them sit down and not do anything. But if we don't do it, it ain't going to get done. And it's up to you and folks like this on this program here to join in. And there's actually millions of us out there if we just get our act together and join and go at it lawfully and quit trying to fix it from the inside out and put this government back in place, get our declaration and you have our meeting with the Pentagon and all of these other organizations that's really waiting for us to get this thing done.
And, we are looking,
we have more power than you believe.
Analyzing this from an outside position, what I see, you know, the government is not very good at doing anything right except stealing your money. But where they excel way above us, the quote unquote patriot groups, is when one of their soldiers, one of their walls collapses and falls down, they link up again and go on. What I see with the patriot movement, the problem is they all want to be able to be the ones that said, it was my stuff that won. It was my, I'm the leader. That's not, you know, I tell people, listen, if there's a giant animal out there ready to kill me and I've got the gun and you got the bullets, here, take the gun and kill it. I don't care who gets the reward for it. It makes no difference. Let's just slay the dragon. Hey, hang on, guys. We got one other break coming up. We'll be right back after this.
That handle sticks on the passenger side, but she don't mind climbing in on mine, cause that's where she rides. I work the clutch and she shifts the gears.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Hey, we made it back from another break. Welcome back again. Jack Bauer here. Name of the show is called The American Reconstruction Project. Man, I'm getting hammered here from every angle that I can. People, this is a hot ticket. This is a hot button. You guys are on something. You know, God bless you and thank you for doing it. If not you, who? You know, that old saying. We got a couple callers on the line here. I'm going to bring them up. We've only got just a couple minutes before the next break, and then we've got another whole hour. So don't worry, guys. I want to bring up Jerry from Chicago. Jerry, are you there?
Hi, Jack. How you doing? I overheard your guest talking about that Tim Turner movement.
Yes, sir. Now, be nice to them. They're not part of that, so You know, don't go doing a hatchet job on them or postal on them. Just, these guys are okay. I came into this with kind of a girded loins tonight, and I'm very comfortable with what I'm hearing, and I hope you guys are too. Like I say, that's one thing about you guys out there on the show. I don't have to, if there's a fraudster in the group, I don't have to beat them up. You guys tear them a new one, and that is so wonderful. So go ahead. What was your question?
Oh, no, my intention was not to beat him up or anything else like that, but it's kind of funny you mentioned that movement because I sat in on a meeting back in April or May of last year with the self-appointed governor of Illinois, and she passed around paperwork, and she had, oh, I don't know, $7 billion worth of contributions. I don't know. It wasn't actually in cash or anything else like that from other countries that wanted to see this succeed. And nobody seemed to have any money or anything else like that. It was a small group movement. And I'll be honest with you, I sat back and I was skeptical about this whole thing, especially when people claim to be self-appointed governors and self-appointed presidents and senators and everything else like that. And I understand that we have a corrupt government, and we have a de facto government. That part I do understand. And just one other thing I wanted to bring to the table is that we're going to be celebrating the 80th birthday come March 9th. FDR signed the Banking Act, and that basically suspended the Constitution in this country. I don't know if a lot of people are aware of that.
Good point, and probably not. I mean, again, they're hitting us at so many angles right now, at so many directions. I mean, the money is collapsing. Here in the toilet they call Fresno, you can't find gas under $4. You know, a couple years ago, they'd be rioting in the streets. But now they've put it upon us, the old boiling pot syndrome. I mean, boiling frog idea. They brought it up a little time, then they dropped it. Not quite all the way. Then they brought it up a little, and then they dropped it. And now it's off the charts. And I'll tell you what, if you've got the money, and you got gold, get rid of it and go out and buy as much silver as you can, because it's down under $30 an ounce right now. And then when it flares the next time, you're going to be a rich individual if you do what I'm telling you. Anyhow.
I agree.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm going to hang up and listen. You guys are having a good show, and I don't want to miss too much of it. So you guys all have a great day, and thank you for what you're doing.
Great. Thank you for calling in. We got about a minute for the next break, guys. Do you have a website or an organization, or how can people get in touch with you?
Yeah, we do have a website. It's Union States Project. That's plural, unionstatesproject.org, O-R-G. And that's our home website, and there's a lot of information on there. You just click on the headers up across the top to go where you want to go. We've got archived recordings of all of our past meetings. We have telephone conference calls twice
a
week.
Hang on, guys. We're at the top of the hour. We'll be right back after the top of the hour. Stick with us, Jack Dower. We'll be right back.
Just turned 3, took a present from his daddy's hand. A genuine toy hammer. He started beating to beat the band. He hit the floors and the wall, broke a lamp in the hall, started swinging at the puppy's tail. When you're holding a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Listen now, he was the president, number 44. He says, trust me, I'm here to help you. I have got some big, big plans. You're gonna love what I'm gonna do. There's no problem too big or small. He thinks he's got an answer that just can't fail. When you're holding a hammer, everything looks like a nail.
Now more than ever.